I would ask just in the, for people leaving, if you would do so quietly so that we can continue our other hearings. Next, we have conditional use number 2110, Gaw Venture Group LLC, care of John Gaw.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a house construction and sales business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.709 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 1,824 feet west of Mulberry Knoll Road. The 911 address is 20028 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 24. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District. And there should be results from the DLDOT service level evaluation. And that's all I have. Thank you.
I guess we have somebody here to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I'm Rick Burrell. I'm an attorney over in Lewis area, and I represent Gaw Ventures this evening. Gaw Ventures is a small family construction company. It includes John and Bobby Gaw, brothers. Bobby, John. They're involved in custom building, and they like to describe their business as an infill. In other words, they go to subdivisions that are pretty well built out, maybe find a single lot here and there that remains vacant, and buy that and build a spec home. Often it's a lot with some difficult issues, maybe angles, bad angles, setbacks, things of that nature. And they've been very successful at being able to tailor their spec homes to the particular lots. They'll also go to an older subdivision where maybe they'll find a dwelling that's been a little run down, maybe abandoned. They'll knock that down and start from scratch. And occasionally they will do some custom building for individual property owners. But by and large, it's that infill building that they do, and a handful of jobs, handful of construction projects each year. This site is intended to be an office for the two of them to work out of. And I think the impetus from that is probably their wives deciding they wanted their kitchen tables back, and they're going to have an opportunity to have their own little space to work from. It's not a walk-in retail operation. It's not a showroom for individuals that might be interested in building a home. It's going to be strictly an opportunity for them to meet with their subcontractors, occasional material suppliers, to go over plans and specifications. And if there is a custom home for an individual, perhaps an opportunity to meet with them in person. The previous conditional use for the property was for window treatments and lighting, which was something of a retail operation. Individuals would come in, we have an opportunity to look at some different kinds of curtains and blinds. And then most of the work was done off-site after that. It's really not anticipated that there will be as much traffic at this operation as there was under the prior business. It is not a staging area. These guys don't have employees. Everybody's subs, local subs and local suppliers. So you're not going to have a bunch of guys running in every morning, jumping in equipment, traveling out to job sites. In fact, they don't own any equipment or company vehicles, and so you're never going to see a bulldozer or a dump truck in the backyard. It's not a showroom, as I mentioned, and it's simply not a walk-in type of operation. It is about 3/4 acre, slightly less, on Route 24. The original conditional use, I think, was dated back in 05 or 06. Things have changed a little bit. There's a lot more going on Route 24, a lot more business uses. There are some other conditional uses, some other large residential districts in the area. This property, actually there's a plot that Chuck Adams turned in. Do you have that, Ms. Cornwell?
Yeah. It's up on the screens, yeah, too.
Did you get the other one that he had by any chance?
Yeah, I didn't get that one scanned.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, this one?
It was one that had identified all the uses in the area.
Yeah, I just didn't have that one electronically.
Okay. So if I'm sure you're familiar with the area on 24. To immediately to the east, the property, is Cape and Lopen on both sides of Route 24, Beacon on one side and the new elementary on the other. This property is completely surrounded by and large by some towns and farmland. And as you continue moving west, you have that,
Saddle Ridge.
Saddle Ridge subdivision, which actually I think I just saw the first house springing up there the other day. That's under construction, and a little bit west, Hart's Landing. And on the other side, there are a number of conditional uses. I think there's a glass studio and then that medical office building, and then a couple of small businesses. So it's really a hodgepodge of different uses on Route 24. This was a dwelling originally and was turned into a conditional use for the blinds and the window treatment operation, which has now ceased to exist. And the Gaw brothers see that as a good opportunity for them to have a small office for their work. So I'm going to ask Chuck Adams to come up for just a second. He prepared the plots that you have and apparently the one that didn't get on the screen, and I'm going to ask him to maybe make a few comments about that, and he may be able to answer some questions about the plot itself.
Hi, Chuck Adams with Adams Camp, Georgetown, Delaware, 217 South Ray Street. And we did the survey, as you see, on the existing conditions, and we presented it that they would use the property just as it is and use the parking that's in the front of the building. Current regulations call for no parking to be in the front setback. We've asked for a waiver for that, if they could just keep this parking there that they have. They don't plan to do any improvements. We don't see any need for sediment and erosion control plans for anything on this property. DelDOT has given their initial consent, and if a LONC or a letter of no concern is required, then we would apply for a LONC for them to use the existing entrances. They plan to put a new sign, take the existing sign down, and install a new sign to code. And other than that, there are no plans to enlarge the facility or enlarge the building or provide any additional improvements at this time. Thank you.
The mention of traffic came up, and as you know from the record, there was no traffic impact study requested for this. And obviously, the bar for those is 500 trips per day, and so we're nowhere near that. Actually, we anticipate there's probably going to be less traffic for this operation than there was for the retail shop that existed there previously. And it's really hard to imagine more than two or three cars per day being in that property, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of days when it won't be used at all. This is Route 24, and there's certainly a fair amount of traffic already, but certainly this use is not going to be generating any great degree of traffic, and as I mentioned, probably less than existed previously. The signage Chuck mentioned, the previous sign was actually in violation of setbacks, and the Gaws have actually taken that down and removed it. They have a permit for a new sign in the event the approval is given by the commission and the county council, and it will be set, of course, within the appropriate setbacks. It is currently served by an old septic system, or actually septic's probably being a little kind. It's an old cesspool that still exists on the property, but the county's currently in the process of running sewer down Route 24, and they've got a letter from the county utility division, our engineering department, that once that runs by their property and gets online, they'll be able to tap into that, and that should be within the next year or so. As far as operations, that was really the one condition that the council and I guess the commission imposed back in 2005 and 2006, I know it's customary to submit some proposed conditions for conditional uses, but the only real condition they had back 10, 15 years ago were hours of operation, and they were limited to something in the neighborhood of 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, I think, with Sundays off. And if need be, Gall Venture will be able to comply with that restriction. We're kind of hesitant to lock them into that, though, for just one reason. There may be a subcontractor, 1% out of 100, one out of 100, who can't get to see them during the day because he's working on another project. And it may be that 7 o'clock that night's the only time he can get in. Or it may be that if they're meeting with a property owner, folks are working, and something, you know, something early evening or on the weekend, it would be more suitable. So we'd prefer not to have that as a condition. I'm pretty sure that they would be able to comply with that 99% of the time. If there's some way to deal with that, we're more than willing to consider it. But and even if you do see fit to impose the condition, obviously they'll abide by it. It would be a very rare instance, however, in which they will want to see somebody on a Sunday or after hours. They work hard enough as it is. The parking waiver that Chuck mentioned, if you look at the old conditional use, you'll see that mention, and it was granted back then by and large because the backyard is full of what were called then mature trees. Well, they're even more mature now, and they're in good shape, and that they could put parking back there behind it, but they'll have to take down some trees. And so that's the reason for the waiver, and it would allow them to continue using the parking spaces that are or that were used previously in front of the building. But as I mentioned, it will be very rare that 5 spaces would ever be taken up, and you'll never see that as a full parking lot. There are no tax ditches affected, no need as far as we can see for any drainage improvements. Sewers coming in within the next year or two. Route 24 is already full of mixed uses, and this would be similar or compatible with what's going on around it. It's already or has been a business use, so we're not taking something out of residential use and converting it to a business use. There's adequate off-street parking, whether in front or in back, and it's hard to believe that there would be any adverse impact on the community. In fact, this is probably a less intrusive use than the one that preceded it. That's all the comments I had. My clients are here in the event somebody had a question. Otherwise, I will sit down.
Well, let's see if anybody has a question for you. Mr. Wheatley, would you like to start for us?
I have no questions. I understand the application.
Mr. Hudson.
You mentioned a sign. Would you like that sign to be lighted?
This is John Gall.
John Gall, 9 Cornwall, Rehoboth Beach. It was lighted before, and we'd like to keep it lighted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions.
Mr. Hoffman.
So the parking in regard to the setback, so if we allowed that, could we put a condition in that in the event that the road needs to be wider, that it's only parking now and some of those mature trees might have to come down?
I think we could. I think that would, if they rot in the road, that would have to happen anyway. But yeah, we could certainly reference that.
Or that the property needs to hold some space.
Yeah,
they can't build back. In other words, they just need to hold that much space for the back or something.
Okay,
if that's, I mean, that's really a question, I guess.
Yeah, we can look at that.
You're talking about if they widen 24.
Well, what I'm trying to get around would be if we grant what you're asking, that down the road we don't have to pay for it to get it back again.
I got you. Yeah, and actually. Probably shouldn't even say this because it kind of undermines the argument, but when the sewer goes in, part of the problem with parking on some open spots is that's where that cesspool is, and they can't park on top of that now. But once the sewer goes in, presumably that thing can come out or get filled or whatever they do to those things. It may open up another spot or two off of further back on the property.
Seems like the back, just driving by there a lot, the back drops off some too.
It's got some elevation issues, yeah.
Maybe since this is a conditional, these things aren't as big of a deal anymore.
Well, and we could put that on there. In other words, I think what you're getting at is you don't want them to do other stuff with the rest of the property, and then they're stuck if 24 gets widened. And I think we could talk about that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So So we're talking easements or just keep it open? Or?
Yeah, it's just how we word it in the condition, because that would be part of the site plan approval.
Okay. So,
yeah.
All right.
And, you know, it's you know, the condition that they've made very clear is, well, first of all, is it also a residence or strictly just the place to meet the customers?
It has only been a business for the last...
And that's what y'all are proposing?
That's all they're proposing.
So,
right?
I mean, if you know, they're just talking about meeting some customers or something. They're not, doesn't sound like they're going to have a lot of backup alarms going off early in the morning or late at night.
I would hope not.
As far as the business hours goes,
well, and let me address it. They don't have any equipment.
Yeah, I was being
trucks.
A little bit facetious,
okay.
But that's been an issue. You know, the purpose for really controlling that time is noise. You know, guys beating and banging and you know, with construction vehicles.
Yeah, and if this were a purely residential area, that I
that's
would,
true.
Everybody I think would share that concern. But again, they're surrounded by. Mixed
great.
Uses and
great. So what business hours would you like? Just go ahead and say it. We can always say no, that's too late.
24/7, 7 days a week.
That's a good starting
appreciate
point.
Yeah, the
you opened the door, sorry. Look, the previous restriction I think was 8 to 4 or 9 to 5. So I would say like an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturday too. That's unfortunately become a work
but, I
day
mean,
for America.
You said, somebody said earlier, they might need their customer might need to come in at 6 or 7 o'clock.
Right, and that's why I asked that you not impose that kind of restriction because it would eliminate that possibility. And I don't know how you get around
tell you
that.
What,
or
these,
if you've done
these
that
these beach builders have got it made. They're not going to work until 8 o'clock.
That's what
morning.
I'm saying.
Kidding me? These guys are sitting here, they're not having a single reaction. This guy's getting ready to take 2 hours off the morning for them, and they're not. They're just sitting there.
It's on the job site.
Gee whiz.
You got to check on the homes first.
Oh, is that it?
I'd be careful asking for that late of a start.
How about 7 to 7?
You guys are tough. 7 to 7 would,
that
should be fine.
No more questions.
The only question I have is, would there be any storage of materials or anything on site that anybody would have to ever...
No, you're not going to see a pile of rocks and gravel or anything like that. There might be a couple of samples that some carpet guy dropped off for free that might be sitting in the living room, but it's not a
storage. As long as it's not in the front yard. Okay.
Nope.
All right, that's all the questions.
Just piles of snow.
Not only do they start late, they don't have any junk. That's pretty amazing.
That's better than my house.
Mr. Wheatley, times have changed.
They must have. I'm just a dinosaur.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just a dinosaur.
Mrs. Walls.
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson.
A couple of things. One, do you know the number of the conditional use? Does anybody from staff or the one that was approved?
I have a copy of it.
Oh. You know, if you just...
I have as an ordinance number 1860.
Okay, that's fine.
Adopted July of 06.
Okay. And then to follow up sort of on the question about outside storage. So one of the things we got to be concerned about, it's the proposed use is house construction and sales business. And I know that your clients aren't going to do that, but we probably still have to put some of those restrictions on because they could sell it to somebody, and if it's not clear, the next person could have that there. Then the only other thing is just for the when you come back with the site plan, this is maybe a Mr. Adams comment. I was confused on the location map. It actually shows the site on the opposite side of Love Creek, on the opposite side of 24. And I mean, I know right where this is, and I was... You just need to draw that arrow in a different spot to show that it's up across from...
Yes.
You know, the school more, or up that way. So just so you don't have to fool with revising it, you know, later on down the road. That's all. So, all right. That's all. Because I was trying to think, where in the world is this? And then I saw that in some of the description, I realized which one it was.
Right.
So,
yeah. Me too.
It's easy to drive by it without noticing.
Yeah. Well, on the way the arrow, there's a couple houses in that field by Conley's Chapel, and the way the arrow is drawn, it refers almost, there's like two white houses in that field, and I was thinking it was one of those. And then when you started talking about the lamp store, I knew which one of these.
Right on the highway.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
See if there's anybody else to anything to say about this. Anybody here would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here like to speak in opposition to this application? Last chance from the commission for any questions. All right, I'll be closing the public hearing then. You're invited to stay the evening and see if we make a motion, or you can call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.